Proclamation number 4063 of 15th of June, 1947. Power and glory of God. His love. Great is the power and glory of God, infinitely deep is love, unsurpassed his wisdom, and nothing equals his excellence, neither in heaven nor on earth. And yet he is in closest contact with the small creature, man, who is insignificant because of his imperfection. The human being is a part of him, and for the sake of this particle he does not let him get lost. He stretches out his arms towards him in order to draw everything that has a mind turned towards him to his heart and to make it eternally blissful. He descends into the deepest depths in order to lift up that which has fallen away from him, that which has sunk into the depths, in order to put it into a state which allows the creature to remain close to him. He comes to meet the weak, helpless and supports it with his strength. He increases the strength of the one who receives it from him. He works through his spirit in people who love him and try to adapt to his nature, for he wants to be eternally united with that which he created, which emerged from his power of love and walks on earth for the purpose of perfection. For his love is boundless. It is expressed in his word, which flows out of his mouth as power, takes the path to his living creations on earth and works there according to the will of the recipient, giving strength and light everywhere to those who receive it with a hungry heart, and pointing the way to himself for all people that they take this path and become eternally happy. His infinite love wants to give to all who are in need, it wants to lead what is imperfect to perfection. It wants to unite in order to make happy, because only love is happiness-giving, only love is perfect, and what is without love is also unworthy of God's nearness, because eternal love can only unite with the same, with creatures which have also become love. And therefore, God's love gave rise to creations whose only purpose is to receive the imperfect creature and to educate it according to its purpose into beings which learn to recognize God and love Him and then consciously strive towards Him. And when the creature has reached the degree of maturity which is aware of itself and capable of realization, His love will now also supply it with strength in the form of His word and grant it all support so that it will reach its aim. But the word testifies to Himself. The word gives knowledge of His might and power and glory. The word manifests His love and imparts His wisdom. It gives light and strength and leads everything towards eternal beatitude which only has the will to reach God, the Father from eternity, who wants to be eternally united with his children because they emerged from his love. Amen.